Welcome to Simply Honest Motherhood. We are so glad you're joining us today. We hope you are doing well. We hope you're having a good day. And even if you're not, hey, we're so glad you're here because we feel in our hearts that you are going to leave our podcast encouraged. And we just welcome you into our kitchen. Come and sit at our kitchen table and we'll pour you a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, a glass of cold water, and just talk about life. And Jesus, because he just makes everything better.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Once again, this is my friend Christy.
Yes.
I'm Ashley.
Yeah.
And thank y'all for who are coming back to listen to us. Our first one was a bit...
was a little rough. It was a little rough. We were figuring out sound levels and
certain things,
how we want to talk and all of that. So just thanks for bearing with us.
Yeah, just bear with.
And thanks for joining us on this journey, because you know, we're being obedient to the Lord and what he feels he's told us to do. I mean, we're two moms who feel that we're called to do a podcast and just share with you the conversations that we have, and that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
This is mom conversations, but that are seasoned with the Holy Spirit and with power and love and grace. And yeah, we believe you need to hear what God has for us to say.
Yeah. Well, and it's truth and reality. Like we said, the point is to be honest.
Yes.
Honesty looks like a lot of different things.
Yes, it does.
To a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And, honesty's not always pretty.
No.
And it's not always seeker friendly, and it's not always, like I said before, like post-worthy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always
filtered
and pretty. You know, we spend the evening together to kind of a girls' night before we do this. We were in Target and it's just like everything is just picture perfect and all the stuff is picture perfect and the
folded
mannequins and the models and the
no dirt, no wrinkles, no mess, no toys everywhere, no dust
bunnies. That's not
bunnies,
life. That's dirt. Not real life.
Yeah.
So, but this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So no matter what our honesty looks like right now, you know, somebody's, hey, my honest life right now is great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Somebody's other honest could be, you know, another person's honest could be, my life is really hard.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yeah.
So, because in everything and all things, he's there with us. And, oh, what a promise.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it makes me
go on and on and on about that for a very long time, but I'm not gonna. So, well, friend, would you like to pray?
Oh, yes.
Today, please.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your faithfulness, and love. I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would just surround each mom, grandma, mom-to-be, those dreaming of being moms, those not sure about being moms, those who hated their moms, those who hate motherhood, love it, the entire spectrum, God, I thank you for each woman that you created her unique and strong and beautiful. She's fearfully and wonderfully made in the name of Jesus. And I just ask that you wrap her in your arms of love. You would let her feel your presence, just like a warm hug, a blanket, just encircling her right now. And you would just breathe over her identity, who she is in you, and that the truth of that, let that just become a bedrock that she can stand on no matter what comes, no matter what happens. God, you are good and you love us. We just ask that you just guide our conversation. God, we don't even want to speak your words because you know what to say. And so we just submit this podcast episode to you, Jesus, and we welcome you into it, Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you for this time. We just bless it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Well, happy fall. I'm not exactly sure when people will be listening to this, but it's fall right now. We're looking at really pretty yellow trees, so that makes me happy.
Yeah. Temperatures are starting to drop, which is nice.
Thank God. For real. For real. pumpkin spice.
Yay.
Everything.
And not when it's 90 degrees.
I know, right? Because that's not fun. Because then you're like lighting your pumpkin spice candle and you have like your pumpkin spice latte and it's 93 degrees. And you're like, oh, okay. Well, that helps because it doesn't feel like fall at all. I'm in tank top and a short and shorts.
And I'm still sweating.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to stop the sweating.
Yeah, please.
Like, okay, we know hormones. Sweating happens. But
right.
If we can, you know, lower the temperature outside a little bit.
Yes.
That's going to help.
Yeah, like crisp autumn air.
Yay, fall. Happy fall, ladies.
Yes,
happy
or fall. Whenever you're listening.
Yes.
Happy. We're in fall right now.
They're celebrating fall.
So that's when, that's where we are. But
yeah.
Yes. Anyways, well, I think we both had a couple of things that were laid that on our hearts tonight, things we felt like talking about.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, you go first.
Yeah, I will go first. And my, I just kind of felt as we were preparing for this just now, really, like I didn't have like a sermon ready and prepared for
oh,
you.
Oh no. Ladies, we don't like prepare for this. We're just like, hey, let's have a ladies' night. Yeah. Ooh, let's go over there. Target sounds fun. Let's smell the candles. Okay, now let's sit in our minivan. God, what should we say? And then literally like 5 minutes later, here we are.
So literally, no, here, I was sitting here and I didn't even know what to say. And it just like was laid in my heart that, the devil doesn't get to tell you who you are.
No.
And he doesn't get to tell you what you're good at. He doesn't get to tell you what you're bad at. He doesn't get to tell you what you've done in the past. Mm-mm. Because if we belong to Christ, if we have repented, it's gone.
Yeah.
And it's under the blood of Jesus. And the only person whose business it is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the Father said those things, he forgets them.
Yeah.
So the devil doesn't get to say who our husbands are, who our kids are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Culture doesn't get to say who they are.
Nope.
Nobody gets to say who we are except for the Lord and except for his word. Yeah. And so that's what's really on my heart tonight is just like, take the things that you have believed and the lies that you've believed about yourself and just stomp them to pieces.
Yeah.
Because that's ultimately, we all believe these things. Like, we have all gone through it. First of all, I want to say this, if this revelation has never come to any of you, just because you think a thought does not make it yours.
Yep.
Does not mean it came from you.
Yep.
It does not mean it is you. Yeah. It does not define you.
Yeah.
And that is something that the enemy doesn't want people to know.
No, he doesn't.
No. And so we've all felt, right? I mean, like,
oh my gosh,
huge pressure when it comes to being a mom, when it comes to being a wife, when it comes to running a household, when it comes to maybe if somebody's working a job. And they're a working mom. Mm-hmm. And the guilt that comes along with every little part of like motherhood, every little part of our lives. And we feel guilty about something. The people that are on super tight budgets feel guilty about that. Or, you know, people, some people feel guilty that they aren't working. Some people feel guilty that they are working. Some people feel, oh my gosh.
Like the grass is never greener on the other side.
No.
And there's no place apart from God that is not full of guilt, shame, and condemnation.
Right. Right. Because Romans says there is therefore now no condemnation.
Yeah.
For those who are in Christ. And so we don't have to walk in that, but just the like, you, Satan doesn't get to tell you who you are.
No.
If you've ever thought, I'm telling everybody out there, because I'm sure we've all had it. Mm-hmm. You're a bad mom.
Yeah.
You're not doing good enough. Mm-hmm. You are not providing well enough. The meals you make are not good enough for your family.
Yeah.
You should really be doing something different. You are fat. You are ugly. Mm-hmm. You are undesirable.
Yeah.
You are unlovable. You're a mess. Yeah. No one wants to be around you.
Yeah. No one wants to be your friend.
Yeah.
Everyone hates you.
Right.
Yeah.
Your parents think you're a bad mom. You know, I mean, like, it literally could go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And these things, not only are moms trying to, like, oh, I don't know, do everything.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Take care of everybody's life. You're running an entire household. You're taking care of the children that you have. You're taking care of schedules and dentist appointments and laundry and soccer games and soccer practice and instrument lessons
and dance lessons
and shopping for the groceries and trying to stay on budget and paying the bills and X, Y, and Z. And then you still have to be a spouse.
And then what about you?
And then what about you?
What about you? Because, I mean, we get lost in all of that.
Yes. And so we have a tendency to lose part of ourselves in some of that.
All of ourselves for a while.
Exactly. Okay. So I'll get a little bit. I have to tell this story because this. Okay. So I was pregnant with my fourth baby. With my fourth baby who was breech the entire pregnancy except for literally a week before she was born. Mm-hmm. Oh my Lanta, that was any breech mamas know, like, that's an experience. And her head was right up in my ribs. Can you feel it? You know, and it just, I could barely breathe. My lungs were so compressed. I had some blood sugar issues that time around, which I never dealt with the prior three times. I gained a ton of weight because I had a tri-level house at the time. And there were only like five, six steps between levels. It was hard to go up those levels. Mm-hmm. And I'm an average size person for those of you who can't see me.
which is all of you.
You know, and I'm a very average size person, but I literally couldn't hardly go up those steps. It was hard for me to put dishes in the cupboard, like above, because it was just exhausting. Everything was exhausting. Mm-hmm. Everything was hard. I was uncomfortable in almost everything that I was wearing. I didn't have a whole lot of maternity clothes that fit. Thank God somebody had given me a pair of like LuLaRoe leggings that were tall and curvy. Yeah. Bless God. And so they had a little bit of extra stretch to them. And I was like, Jesus.
Thank you.
And then I had a maternity shirt that was like with all my other babies. It was so huge. And I only wore it like the last 2 weeks of pregnancy with the other babies. But I had to wear it like the whole time.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
This time around, because you know, as you go on,
as you have more babies, you just get bigger.
You just do, and
your uterus and your skin is like, what? Oh, we know this. Brump. Yeah. There we go. And
we know what we're doing.
Get bigger. It just stretches more.
Just relaxes a little bit quicker. You know? Yeah. And so I remember I was at the point where I was trying to wear the bra that I had worn, oh my gosh, for like most of my other pregnancies. It was a large cup size, but it was like, okay, so it was a 36D from Victoria's Secret front clothes with an underwire. And I wore that for all my other pregnancies and I was fine. Mm-hmm. I was miserable in it this time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so miserable. And by the way, I'm a former bra fitter, like professional. Yes. That's a thing. It's a real thing.
Yes,
it's a real thing. Yes, so I know is. I have a lot of, I knew what I needed to do. I needed to go get something different. And I was so uncomfortable and like my underwear was cutting into my sides.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I mean, like, we're just gonna be a little real. We're simply and we're honest over here.
Yes,
okay.
We
so
are.
This is honest. If you can't handle a little bit of TMI.
Dude, the underwear thing. Oh my gosh.
And so it's like cutting into my side. So I went to the store. And I mean, like, I'm not talking about I went to Motherhood Maternity. I literally think that I went to Walmart. Mm-hmm. And I got like an underwire free. Mm-hmm. So wire free nursing bra. And because I knew I might as well just get a nursing bra. It was pointless to get like a different. So I got a nursing bra and I got like some maternity underwear. Now, they didn't go up high. Like they weren't like underwear that covers your belly.
No, just the ones that sit under the belly.
And they were super stretchy. Oh, and I was standing there in my master bedroom. And they were both beige, by the way. Like, there was no pretty cute about this.
No, they need to make them pretty and cute. Like, what's up with that?
I'm standing there in this beige, like, ugly.
Super cute.
But it was so comfortable. And I was so comfortable. And I'm standing there in tears. And my husband is just staring at me. And he's just like,
it's the simple things.
What are you doing? And I'm like, you okay? And he like that. He didn't say anything, but that was kind of the look on his face. You know, he was like, babe. And I was like, I'm just so comfortable.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
And I had totally like let go of trying. And it was so nice to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. It felt so good to be comfortable. And I just like had let go of the fact that like I needed to take care of myself. during pregnancy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I needed to do something for me.
Yeah.
And I, like, think I wore the... I had a couple pairs of LuLaRoe leggings. I pretty much wore those, like, the rest of the time. Yeah. Because I was comfortable. And I was like, I don't care anymore. You just stop caring about what people think. But I had kind of lost some of myself. Because, back to, like, the devil doesn't get to tell you who you are. Like, you start to feel guilty for taking care of yourself.
Yep.
Or for spending any time on yourself. Or like for spending...
Big, bad, selfish.
Yeah.
Person. Yeah.
Or for spending money on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Or spending anything on yourself. Yeah. Time.
Time.
A cup of tea or coffee. Like, mm-hmm. No, you should be doing this other thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. Or like going out.
Yeah.
Going out for the evening. Yeah. And I know that that hurts. Like if you have a kid that doesn't want you to walk out that door and they start crying.
Yeah.
That's hard. Like that is really hard.
It's really hard.
And then the mom guilt just comes like rushing over you. And I promise you that kid will be fine. Like,
yes,
they will be fine. They may cry for a while, but they really will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in childcare. I worked in church nurseries for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've had four children.
Yeah.
And I can tell you with assuredness, they'll be okay. Because mama's always going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
And that's an important lesson for them to learn, too. That, like, mommy always comes back, and it's going to be okay. But that's hard. And so then the mom guilt comes, and then you don't feel like you can even... Some people lose themselves. They lose being a wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that's hard for husbands. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Who's just sometimes kind of feel like, where did my wife even go?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an all-consuming, all-encompassing thing. And that's... obviously part of what we're doing here is like let's get us back and let's remember who we are. Like you're a mom,
mm-hmm.
but who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? And
who's Christy? Who's Ashley?
Right.
Motherhood is a role. It's not an identity.
Right. Right. Exactly.
It's a calling, but it's not who you are. It's one of the things you're doing.
Right. And we still have gifts and we still have talents.
Yeah.
And we still have special abilities. And we still have likes.
Yeah.
And interests.
And dislikes.
And dreams.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to have that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of felt that rise up in me. Like, the devil doesn't get to tell you who you are.
No.
And you just ask, every time you start to feel guilt or shame or condemnation or overwhelming or any... nasty thing,
mm-hmm.
like oppression of any kind, especially mental oppression, stuff like that, that is from the devil. And if you've never heard that before, it is 100% evil.
Yep.
It's from the pit of hell.
Yeah.
There are some, Lord, I might need help remembering a couple of scriptures, but like there are so many scriptures that talk about a sound mind, the mind of Christ, being strong in the Lord, being made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
All of those things, like he has made you, he has called you, he bore your griefs, carried your sorrows, he took the chastisement of your peace on him.
Yeah.
And it even says in the 54th chapter of the book of Isaiah, like oppression shall be far from you.
Mm-hmm.
So those
section.
Yes. And so it's like all those things are lies, and they have no authority to be on you. And you just take authority over them and you tell them to shut up and to go away because they don't have a right.
No.
They don't have a right. And yes, your body may look different. Mm-hmm. And yes, your wardrobe may look different. And your time may be spent differently.
Mm-hmm.
And your house might not be as clean. Or you may not have as much money as the other person. Or, I don't know.
Whatever.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. And however many things it is, because it's usually more than one. That's how we are. That's how it is.
Yep. Yep.
It's a lot of little things that pile up and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it starts to feel overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we allow in our minds is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because the little things, it may seem like one little thing, but then you add, like you just said, there's another thing, and then there's another thing.
Another thing. And not to mention... maybe a little sleep deprived,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe a little stressed. Mm-hmm. Like, those two things in and of themselves mm-hmm. are really hard.
Right.
Not to mention all the other things that we deal with, we do, and we have to do as moms.
Right. Right. Dealing with kids that... I love the way you talk about it. Because when my friend Christy here, like, talks about having to correct her children, she's always like, well, we were at that store, and it was a really great opportunity to learn.
Yeah. And try to, like, flip it positive. It helps my brain.
Yes. And you're like, well, we're like, not grown-ups yet, so we're learning how to be grown-ups. Yeah. And we had to do that in the library. And I love how you word that. Because so many of us are just like, it was horrible.
Because they were,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's
like,
absolutely horrible, you know. You make a scene, you make a mess. But, you know, how... That's also one of the things that, like, that helps with transforming your brain. You know, mm-hmm. find things you can be thankful for. But
yes.
How can you flip it? What is the positive?
Yes.
What is the positive way to look at this? Okay, they're not adults yet. They're not good
yeah.
at it at all.
Right.
They're learning how to be kids. And they're learning the rules that you have. And then how to do that at home. And then we take them outside. You're like, whoa. Mm-hmm. We do the same out here. And so it's just...
Do they know the expectations of the library? No, they don't. They need their parent to teach them.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll probably need that repeated multiple times.
Oh,
you know,
so
and that's one
times.
Thing that, like, culture tends to forget is that, like,
oh, yes.
by the way, these are 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old children
and they're
that you're
learning.
Dealing with, and they are learning. So, like please let's have some grace.
Have grace. A lot more grace.
But, and that's exactly where I was going, was, like, gratitude, changing what you're thinking, changing mm-hmm. in your mind. Renewing your mind, being mm-hmm. transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the Bible talks about that. Mm-hmm. And how do you transform your mind? You think His thoughts. Mm-hmm. You operate in the mind of Christ. How do you think His thoughts? You read His word. You have to.
So you know how He thinks.
Right. And you ask Him and you communicate
yes.
with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you pray and you talk to Him. Mm-hmm. Like, I encourage people, if you're lonely, because... Hey.
Oh, man, motherhood.
Hey. We mm-hmm. said in our first episode, and we're saying to get it now, like, you can be lonely.
So lonely.
It's like, you can be some of the deepest lonely you've ever felt in your entire life. Lonely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
There's nothing wrong with you.
No. No, first of
if
all.
If you're feeling that.
No, if
no.
you feel that way, there is nothing
no.
wrong with you.
Nope.
Talk to Jesus.
Yeah.
Literally the whole day. Mm-hmm. Like, about whatever.
About whatever. I mean, shoot the breeze
no,
with him. That's,
yes.
That's what he wants.
Yes. This is not like you have to come on your knees with a,
thou
holy Jesus, Son of the Most High. Like, it doesn't have to be
no.
like that.
No.
No.
Just
no,
be
no, no.
you. He just wants you. He doesn't want, you know, trappings and dressings. Like, he made you in your mother's womb. Like,
yeah.
he knows every inch and part of you.
Right.
Good and bad.
Right.
And he loves all of you.
Right.
So just drop all pretense and chat to him about anything and everything.
Right.
And rant to him. And
Lord, I don't like these shoes. I need a better pair of shoes.
Ask him for a pair of shoes.
Right. Like,
you have not because you asked not.
Lord,
so ask away.
I really like the trees today. Or, like,
thanks
I just, I don't know, like, about what should
uh-huh.
we have for dinner tonight, Lord. Or I was thinking, Lord, that... And you know, people are like, that sounds insane. You sound like a crazy person when you're doing that. And I'm like, okay, so first of all, I cast the care of what other people think.
Yeah.
A. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the one I'm talking to is really there.
Yep.
Period.
Oh, yeah.
He's really there.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And if you need confirmation of that, mm-hmm. ask him for confirmation of
and
that.
He'll give it
because
to
he will absolutely give it to you.
He loves you that much.
Like, he absolutely will. 150%. And that's the other thing. If there's a lie that's been plaguing your mind, or like mm-hmm. a worry,
yeah,
or a concern, or a something that's just weighing on you, ask him what he has to say about it.
Yes, that was on my brain. It was like, just ask him what he
just
thinks.
Just ask him what he says.
God, what do you think about this? What do you have to say about this?
And I know that some people have, you know, some people will say, I can't hear him teach. I can't hear his voice. I don't hear him talk to me. God doesn't talk to me, or Jesus doesn't talk to me, or he does. I promise you. I 100% promise
mm-hmm.
you. And the Bible in John 10 says, like, the Lord, you know, he is our shepherd. Mm-hmm. You are his sheep and you know his voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing too is like, you might not hear him, but you might get a feeling. You might get a picture. You might mm-hmm. get a sense of things. He speaks many different ways.
Right.
So don't get hung up on, well, I didn't hear a voice.
Right. Oh, exactly. And one tip that I find is really useful mm-hmm. is closing your eyes
yeah.
and picturing him standing right in front of you. And just like mm-hmm. asking him. Mm-hmm. And he's so good mm-hmm. that he'll answer, you know? Yeah. And, so I just encourage you, if there's any kind of lies rolling throughout your brain, mm-hmm. even that you're fat or whatever. Okay, you know what? So what if you've gained a few pounds?
Yeah.
Who the flip cares? You yeah. know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, who cares? Who yeah. absolutely cares? I've had it with the culture that says that, like, oh, mom, you better be in your high-waisted skinny pant within 8 weeks. And, you know, you're not beautiful unless you're a certain way.
If you quote, bounce back. But that's actually unhealthy and can be dangerous.
Yes.
Immediately postpartum.
And you have Christy has a nursing background, for those of you that don't know that. Yeah. So, yeah. Which is most of you, probably all of you. Christy has a nursing background. So she knows a lot of this. Like it can be dangerous to just like immediately lose the weight. We were talking about this earlier. If you're hungry,
eat
something.
Yeah. Like, it's not healthy to starve yourself. I mean, not eating when you're hungry will slow down your metabolism. And then when you eat a ton when you're super hungry because you waited too long, it will more easily go into fat storage because your metabolism is slower. Mm-hmm. So eat when you're hungry. I mean, now, do we eat brownies all the time every time we're hungry? No.
Right.
But also listen to your cravings. Because mm-hmm. your body is saying, hey, I need this. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you're craving a brownie or you're craving potato chips or some fries or a soda, or maybe you're craving carrots or hummus or whatever it is, eat it. You know, in moderation.
Right. Yeah, but if you crave soda every day, there's
something else going on yeah. or a way that you can satisfy that craving in mm-hmm. a healthy way. Mm-hmm. You know, what is that soda giving you?
Mm-hmm. If it's carbonation,
then, you know,
sparkling water
gets you. Dude, that's what I got into. It's my must have for pregnancy. Oh.
Yes, it's so good. But no, so it's just like, there's a lot of us that believe that lie, mm-hmm. that like we're fat or we're not good enough yeah. unless we look a certain way.
Yep.
Or our worth and our value is based on our appearance. It's based on our looks and how skinny or how big or how whatever. And I saw the coolest thing on Instagram the other day. Like, it was a reel. You know how you can just flip through Instagram reels? Mm-hmm. And it was this girl. And bless her. Like, she was heavier set, and mm-hmm. the first image was of her, and she was in shorts, a t-shirt, and a baseball cap, mm-hmm. and she put on there like, this is how I used to go to the beach because I was told that big was not beautiful and that nobody wanted to see me. Mm-hmm. And then she basically there was some language that I won't repeat, like, threw it all off and was like, forget that.
Yeah.
Forget that. And then the next image was her in like this bikini, like a high-waisted bikini bottom mm-hmm. with like an awesome halter top black bikini. And it was very
cute.
It looked so good on her. Uh-huh. And like, she had a really cool like kind of cover thing, like a beach cover, you know, over it. And she was like, I'm working it. And I was like, you go, girl. Like,
yes.
You just be you. And
yes.
I about cried because I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You are beautiful right now.
Right.
You do not need to work to attain that.
Right. No. I got this shapewear. Uh-huh. Hey, shapewear. Yes.
Woo.
And I opened it up and uh-huh. the tag said, or wait, no, not the tag. The wrapping, like before you pull out the actual garment, there was a card in there and it said, you were beautiful before, or like, you're already beautiful.
Aww.
And I was just like, aww. That just blessed me because people need to hear that. So I feel like that's a big lie we believe a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's in the Instagram, Pinterest,
yes,
Facebook world, Where, by the way, people stand in their mirrors and they angle their bodies certain ways.
And you angle the camera.
And you angle the camera.
And you, there's ways that you can do that. And
to make yourself look.
And filters. And,
yes. Yeah. We've all done it. Like, if you open your legs wide enough and if you kind of tip your hips back and your butt back and then, like, make sure your arm isn't touching the side of your body, you lose 15 pounds in the mirror. Like, it's just true. And then, like, tilt your head a certain way.
So you don't get the little soft, maybe double chin that happens.
It's true. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I feel like right now there's so much coming against. I mean, like, motherhood's a hard job.
Yeah.
There's a lot coming against us. Mm-hmm. We believe lies about ourselves.
Yeah, we do.
That we're worthless.
Yeah.
That we're unloved. That we're not worth it. That we're unlovely. That, and you know what? Some of us have been through some hard junk that has solidified some of those lies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And some of it wasn't our fault.
Yeah.
Some of it was how we were treated by other people or what was done to us.
Yeah.
And those lies got imprinted. And once again, I just encourage all of you to, like, go to Jesus and say, what do you say about it?
Yeah.
'Cause he'll tell you what the truth is. And I'll tell you what, the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus said that. And so when you hear him tell you the truth, it's there.
Yep, there it is.
You cannot get rid of it. Like, you won't get rid of it, because when he comes in and speaks the truth over you,
it sticks.
It will change your life.
Yeah. It'll bring about that inward change that you want. That we all want.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That was just that's what I had on my heart, was just the, don't. You are not what the devil says you are.
No. Nope.
And sometimes the devil operates through people.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and, you know, another thing I would encourage you ladies to do is, if there are lies or labels, labels that are highlighted to you that come to your mind, it may have started when you were a little girl. Mm-hmm. It's time to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you a couple of ways I believe in, we call them prophetic acts, but it's like, it just helps solidify in my brain of, like, I'm doing a physical thing for this. So a couple ways you can do this, you can get a roll of toilet paper and take a marker or a pen and write down on each square that lie and then flush it down the toilet. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Right.
You know, and then write down the truths,
right?
Because they need to be replaced with the truth. You know, another way you could do it is you could, light them on fire. Do it safely.
Right.
Do it, you know.
Right.
You know, do it where you're not going to light anything else on fire.
Yeah.
But watch them burn.
Right.
Because they are lies. They are not the truth. And then replace them with the truth.
Right.
And there's just something about doing that physical act that just really helps solidify it, I found. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah.
That is so good. And it's... Honestly, I think the biggest thing I could ever tell anybody would be to read the Word of God.
Yes.
And know what His promises are and what He says about you.
Yeah. And then speak that over yourself.
You have to say it.
There's power in our words. We said this in the first podcast. We'll just keep saying it.
Yeah.
Speak life. Don't come into agreement with those lies. Don't repeat them over yourself.
No.
Because that's death. You don't want that.
No.
So change how you speak. That's why, to me, it's so important for me to try and flip the situations I have with my kids. Because if I'm saying it was horrible, then I'm speaking almost prophetically sometimes over them. Over, like, the next time we go, oh, it was bad last time. It's going to be.
Right.
And then it's kind of a self-fulfilling
prophecy. I need
to
get better at that. And I've been so conscious about words for a really long time. Mm-hmm. But we all still have, like, we still have growth.
Oh, yes.
And I learn from you all the time about, like, yes, just turn it around. And one of my kids did something today, and I was just like, we were downstairs, my husband and I, and I heard upstairs the interaction take place. And I was just like, praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
My child is compassionate and kind.
Speak who they really are.
And gentle and full of love. you know, and then super fast we can move on. But like, mm-hmm. I'm working on this as well, not magnifying their sin.
Yes.
When we are talking to them and correcting their behavior, mm-hmm. instead of being like, you were this and you were that. And hey, have we always been very good at that?
No.
No.
Especially not starting out. Oh my gosh. Do not beat yourself up. Okay. Don't.
No, about any of it. Mm-mm. His grace is sufficient for us. And if there's mistakes we've made in parenting, which, by the way, there is.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you right now.
Oh, yeah. there's so many.
There's mistakes that every single person has made parenting. So his grace is sufficient enough to come in and help our kids because he loves them, too.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but just not magnifying those things. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. saying... instead of saying what you don't like seeing, saying what you'd like to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, and speak who you want them to be. I saw mm-hmm. a post, Instagram post today, just saying, and I think this is more pertaining to younger children, but if you tell them Santa Claus is real, they believe you.
Right.
If you tell them there's a tooth fairy, they believe you. If you tell them they're bad and horrible and stupid and dumb, they believe you.
Right.
If you tell them they are kind and generous and loving mm-hmm. and smart, they believe you.
Right.
So, you know, let's be more... just cognizant of what we are speaking. One thing I like to do when it is a day of lots of discipline, oh man, I like to call it a recalibration day, or hey, it's a rescuing day,
right?
Because there's scriptures about disciplining children, and it's saying like, you are rescuing them, you will be bringing peace. So it's like, look to that.
Correction is necessary. Yeah,
it is.
It just plain old is,
and it's not fun.
And it's because, and sometimes we have to stand our ground for a long period of time. We had an incident just last week where one of my kids was just testing mm-hmm. to see how long I would actually
stand my ground. Yeah.
See if and it was over in. The smallest mm-hmm. thing in the entire world. Put mm-hmm. your glasses on, was what I said to them. Mm-hmm. Put your glasses on. 45 minutes later, this child finally did it. Mm-hmm. And it just took him, and I just sat there very calmly, you know, and they cried and they screamed about how they didn't want to put their glasses on. And it was just, I don't want to, I don't need them, I don't this, I don't that, I don't, da, 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 you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I want to do this instead. And I just sat there very calmly. We're not moving until you put your glasses on your face. Mm-hmm. You know, and mm-hmm. just finally, I think mm-hmm. they realized that, like,
we really aren't moving.
We're really not going to until I put the glasses on. And so that sometimes that literally means just showing them that, like, no matter how hard they push, mm-hmm. you're not gonna.
Well, the boundary is staying there, and then that demonstrates safety and love to them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was one time we were, the same child, several years ago, was going to go in timeout, was mm-hmm. going to, for something they had done mm-hmm. that, and I said, okay, timeout time. Mm-hmm. Walked him over to the corner, mm-hmm. which is right in the living room, and said, sit down. Once again, mm-hmm. it was 45 minutes of them screaming, and they were very, about four at this point, mm-hmm. so it was... the temper tantrum was a lot more dramatic, you know?
Oh, yes.
And I just stood there, there in the corner of my living room for 45 minutes. Like, mm-hmm. you will sit down. Mm-hmm. And every time they tried to run, I'd walk them back over. You will sit down. You are in timeout for, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, why
they did at this point. But I was like, you will sit down in timeout, because that's the consequence for
your actions, for the whatever choice that it you was made.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you did this, now you get to sit in timeout and think about your choices. And it went on for 45 minutes, and I was just like, Jesus help me, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. You leave that kind of moment with your kid and you're just exhausted and you're just like,
can the day be done now?
Is it like lunch break yet? Like, you know?
Yeah.
But so
yeah.
Was for free. That was just extra.
Yeah, that's good.
That just kind of came.
No, that's good. No, that's kind of a good segue.
It kind of segues into your, exactly, what Christy had on her heart.
Yeah, so trenches. For those of you who have small children or have had small children, if you've had small children, you know what I'm talking about. If you are getting into this, you're in it. I'm in it right now, mm-hmm. but I've had several moms say, hey, you're in the trenches. It's really mm-hmm. hard, but it's not going to last forever. Mm-hmm. Keep going. You're doing a good job. You're a good mom. So I just want to pass that on to you. Trenches, small children, you are teaching. I mean, you're laying the foundation of their character, really of their character, mm-hmm. and how they are, how they're going to be when they grow up. And the Bible says, train up your children in the way they should go. Mm-hmm. On their old, they'll not depart from it. How does that happen? Dude, it's day in, day out, morning, evening, night, sometimes in the middle of the night, just being consistent. And it's messy and it's rough and it's hard. And sometimes it feels exactly like what I picture, like, you know, World War I trenches would be, where it's, you know, it's muddy, it's damp, it's nasty. There's shells going overhead. There's gunfire. You know, you don't have a hot meal. Mm-hmm. And literally, as moms, yeah, that happens a lot. You know, your coffee, mm-hmm. maybe.
You've microwaved it 7 times.
And maybe you get a sip of, like, lukewarm. Mm-hmm. Or you just settle, like, fine. It's
you
iced
haven't
coffee.
Showered.
You haven't showered. You're dirty. You're messy. You're covered in any number of, you know, bodily fluids from your kids.
And you.
Yeah.
You got milk stains on, you know, and you've got
and barf and poop. And mm-hmm. and then you still have to make sure there's food on the table and there's laundry and there's dishes washed just to function. And it can very easily be a time of just pure survival.
Mm-hmm. You've cleaned up the house from the toys 17 times that day and they just keep getting spilled, or something uh-huh. that is special to you got broken.
Yep. And then that affects your mood for the mm-hmm. entire day. And then you are, I'll say positively, you're not your best self, mm-hmm. you know, around your kids. And then that can go into the spiral mm-hmm. of bad mom. I can't do this. This mm-hmm. is so horrible. I want to escape. And so that's when it's super important to create that time for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Find time to have a ladies' night. Find an hour, 2 hours, you know, mm-hmm. your husband's home, you have a friend. Nap time's a great time, or the mm-hmm. kids just went to bed. You know, usually when they're young, they go to bed pretty early.
Right.
So go out and have, you know, get some air. But it's okay if it's really intense, because it is. And when Ashley and I are talking about, like, these lies and these labels and, you know, having, you know, don't be free of them or whatever. Oh my gosh, we still fight them.
There is weapons of our warfare.
Yes.
That the Bible talks about. You know, I believe we're to walk in victory.
Yeah.
We are redeemed from the curse. All yeah. of those things. If you need some suggestions for some really good sermons, broadcasts, encouraging truth, mm-hmm. we have those, and I can maybe give them to you at the end when we give some of our
information.
We'll do that. But you, what am I trying to say? What was I saying? Seriously.
I don't remember.
I know. What in the world?
Jesus.
Bear with me, people.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Just how we still fight those
yes.
lies.
So we have the weapons
sometimes.
Of our warfare.
Yeah.
I believe we're to walk in victory, peace, yeah. all those things, because that's what Jesus bought and paid for. Mm-hmm. Period. End of story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Having done all to stand, you have to stand, therefore.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And just like scripture says. And it's a process. Mm-hmm. Walking with Jesus, mm-hmm. working with Jesus through every step.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I had to send my good friend Christy a text message earlier in the week and make sure mm-hmm. she was all right. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I needed it.
And
yeah,
you called me one time. Mm-hmm. Supernaturally, and I was like, I needed mm-hmm. your phone call today.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
And that's so crucial. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, MOPS, mm-hmm.
Mother, huge community,
Bible studies, mm-hmm. Bible studies at your local churches. You don't even have to go to that church.
No.
If your church isn't doing one, just find one somewhere and go to it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All kinds of, if a workout class is better for you.
Yeah.
Or if you find a class that, like, sometimes rec centers will have mm-hmm. classes for, like, pottery, painting.
Yeah.
Just different, literally, mm-hmm. all kinds of different classes and courses and things that are out there.
Yeah.
You have to find something that's for you. Mm-hmm. You have to.
Yeah.
To build yourself up.
Yeah. 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 And you do, I mean, that feeling of like, I want to run from the house screaming and not come back. We're both laughing because, yes, we have thought. We don't know how many times. But God is faithful and God is good, and He gives us the breaks when we need them. And so, if you know, I encourage you, take the opportunity. If you feel like there's a little opening and you're scared, be bold. Mm-hmm. Be bold. Step out and take that break. Mm-hmm. And, you know, reach out to another mom. It's so important to not be alone. Mm-hmm. And you know what? God has a friend for you. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there are some of you who are saying like, yeah, well, I am alone. Like, I don't have friends. I've tried that.
Or I just moved here.
Yeah, and I'm literally alone.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I promise you, God has
somebody.
Someone for you. Another mom who gets you, who mm-hmm. understands, who can encourage you and uplift you, and you can do it for each other. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you're in a place where you're just needing a lot of love, and so that kind of a relationship or friendship might be a little one-sided for a while, that's okay. That's okay. You right. need to be poured into. God has the perfect person to do it, who's like looking for you.
Right.
Like, I have all this gold inside. I need to pour it into somebody. Mm-hmm. Where's my person? You know, you might find them at the grocery store. You might find them in, you know, you're in the parking lot trying to mm-hmm. load your screaming toddler. Mm-hmm. And a big scene is being made. And, you know, a mom walks over, or a grandma or somebody is like, hey, you're a good mom.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Yeah.
Can I buy you a meal? And so when that happens, just be brave and let them in. You know, another thing that I highly encourage you to do is let them into your mess.
Yes.
Let them in. You know what? You know, another big fear is being judged about our looks, our appearance, and then the state of our household and the behavior of our children. And like, yes, it's hard. It's hard. But you know, when our kids are just having the hardest time and they're acting out and whatever, what do they really need? Usually it's love. Mm-hmm. And when we are having the hardest time, our house is a mess. There's stacks of dishes. Mm-hmm. The trash stinks. You know, you're on your last pair of underwear, or maybe you've worn it a couple times because you haven't gotten to the laundry. Mm-hmm. And what you really need is a helping hand, someone to walk in and be like, I've got this.
Right.
I'll do the laundry. You know, is there, you know, I can make you a quick little meal, or I'll bring you a meal.
And if you are capable of doing that for somebody else,
please
do it.
Yeah. Ask Jesus who He wants you to do that
because for. Because if you're listening to this saying, I'm not in that overwhelmed place, I'm not in that, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Find somebody who is mm-hmm. and minister to them.
And you know, you don't even have to have your own children.
No.
It could be, you know, you're a friend of, you know, it's one of your friends, and like maybe mm-hmm. all your friends are now moms, but you're not. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Moms, mm-hmm. let that friend in.
Right.
Let her in. She's lonely. She misses you. Right. She's not going to judge you for where you're at.
Right. No, and you hit the nail on the head. The being so concerned about what people think about our houses, mm-hmm. let's.
It's a prison.
It is bondage.
And it will keep you in your house.
Yeah.
And you'll go in the downward spiral. You'll mm-hmm. be depressed.
Because guess what? Every single person has dishes in their sink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless they have, literally. And if you do have these things, huzzah for you. like a house cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody. I know a gal that has a very successful laundry service where she washes laundry.
Yeah.
And so if you have some of those things, praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't, guess what? You're in the majority of Americans. You're in the majority of moms who have dishes in the sink. The floors need to be swept. There's dog hair or cat hair all over something.
There's
the
piles.
Kids' room's in a mess. There's piles of mail.
Piles everywhere.
Baskets sitting in various places all throughout the house. You know, I mean, there's
and
just...
You feel like you're barely holding it together, and what is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's wrong with you.
Literally. I know. Yeah, I know. There are people that don't want you to come over unless they have a half hour to clean up first. And I get it. I like to have a clean toilet when guests are coming to my home.
Yeah, so there's a little, like, scrub that.
You know, like, I will purposefully make sure the toilet is clean and that, like...
Wipe down the faucet.
Exactly.
The places you can... That are extremely visual. Everything else, don't worry about it. No one's going to be looking in your shower. If they are, that's weird.
And who cares?
Yeah, even like, if they do. No, whatever. Maybe they're secretly relieved because your house looks like theirs.
Right. Right. Right.
That's the other thing. We are, our houses most of the time look about the same.
Yeah. Right.
As each other's houses.
No, it's true. And, you know, because often our husbands, spouses, etc. are doing what they can.
Yeah.
They are busy.
Yeah.
They are working. And we're, yes, we are mainly talking because we are stay-at-home moms. Yeah. So you're going to hear that perspective from us.
Yeah.
And we're talking a lot to other stay-at-home moms. But I get it. If there's a working mom out there, girl, you are a superwoman too. Yeah. Because having you leaving the house... For whatever that is, whether it's an 8-to-5 job or whether you have to do evenings or whether it's some shifts are in the morning, some shifts are in the evening, you're a nurse, you're overnight, you're on some of the weekends. That is it is a balancing and a juggling unlike anything else. And because of that, you don't have to have everything together.
Yeah.
Like, you don't. You don't have to have it all together. And the lie that the culture has perpetuated too is... You're a stay-at-home mom. What do you do all day?
You're worthless.
What do you do all day?
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you do all day?
And the hard part of
it... Or, like, you're a working mom. You're never home, so why isn't your house clean anyways?
Yeah.
Or, like...
Yeah.
You're working. Don't you have the money for a house...
The house
cleaner?
Or, yeah, whatever.
Somebody to come clean your house? Or just... There are ridiculous,
like, there's
obnoxious
no way
comments.
To win.
No.
There's no role here that wins.
No.
According to the world.
No. People will say and criticize.
Every role.
Everything.
Every
How dare you
version.
Leave your home? How dare you work? How dare you stay home? How dare you this? How dare you that?
How dare you everything?
Yeah. Literally, you'll get criticized from every angle.
Which is why it is so important for identity, for our identities to be rooted and grounded in God, who is truth.
Yes.
Because that... He is the rock. He is the firm foundation we can cling to, and we will not be shaken. Promise that. He's a stronghold. He's a refuge. So run to him.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
No, it's so true. It's so true. And we have to... We have to renew our minds to that more than just on Sundays.
Throughout the week.
It has to be daily. Because the more we rely on him, the more our focus is on him, the more our mind is on him, the more we think about him, the more we read the word, the more we pray, the more we communicate with him, the more solidified this is to us.
Yeah.
And I know it's like, so you're telling me I need to spend time with Jesus too, on top of every single thing that I already am doing. It's as simple, truly, as shutting your bathroom door and just locking it. Don't let them come in with you. Because we've all had that where you're like, can I pee? Can I just pee without somebody, please?
Yes.
Or like at my house, the cat will just like show up. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I would just like a living creature to not be in here with me while I'm trying to go to the bathroom. Gee, thank you. You know, like, please, please leave everybody. Leave me alone. Shut the bathroom door, lock it, and just sit there for 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Sit on the vanity. Sit on the closed toilet lid. Mm-hmm. Like, sit on the edge of the bathtub. Just sit there for a second, mm-hmm. and close your eyes. If you can, mm-hmm. during nap time, or put on a show.
Yeah. Yes.
And put
on
a show on. You know, like, just do it.
It's okay.
Go into your room with your phone, or if you have a TV in your room or something, or an iPad, or some kind of tablet or whatever, a laptop. Put on a worship song.
Yeah.
A 5-minute long worship song. Mm-hmm. And just sit on the floor with your eyes closed.
Yeah. And listen.
And just listen.
Listen to the song.
Or, like, lay yourself in front of him for 5 minutes. It does not have to be, Lord, I'm going to sit here at 5:00 in the morning and we are going to have a 80-minute long devotional time, and, like, I'm going to study your word, and I'm going to,
Yeah, and it, I mean, if that is something you're able to do and you want to do it, by all means,
absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely.
What we're getting at is usually that's easier to do before we have children, and when we have children, every minute of our day can be demanded of us. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important for us to take control of a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Be like, no, I'm going to give these to God. I'm going to spend time with my daddy because he is my grounding. He fills me up. He's the one who enables me to do all of this.
Well, the 23rd Psalm talks about him restoring our soul.
Yeah.
He does that in those moments.
Yeah. And it can literally be 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like 1/1000, 2/1000, bam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's constant.
But if you, like, turn your eyes toward him, that's when he can do it. Because he's a gentleman. He's not just going to step in.
He's not going to force himself.
And be like, you need your soul restored. Sit down while I do restore your soul. He's not going to, that's not how he operates. And this word, somebody gave me this word today. Not today. This last week. And it applies to me. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it applies to all of us.
Yeah.
As moms. So, you are mom, but who are you? Mm. Rise above. When distraction comes, when children are pulling you in multiple directions, each demanding attention, rise above the fray and find your peace and connection in him. Of course, be the mother he created you to be, and don't ignore the needs of your children, but rise above and connect with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good.
That's so good.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think we need to wrap this up because we need to get home.
Yes, and we could talk for a very long time.
Yes.
And you're probably like, when are you guys going to be done talking?
Yeah, get home to our husbands. But this is a lovely time.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we just want to pray over you. Mm-hmm. Do you want to pray?
Yeah, I'll pray. Father God, I thank you for every mom, for every precious heart that's listening right now. And I just thank you, Father God, that you know the heart, you know the lies that have been spoken, mm-hmm. you know the challenges that each and every individual person is facing. And you see every moment, you see every second, you see every thought, you see every obstacle, you see every challenge, you see every victory, you see every joy, you see every defeat, you see everything. Mm-hmm. Nothing is left mm-hmm. out of your gaze. Yeah. And God, I just ask you right now that you would begin to speak truth where there have been lies that have been believed. I ask you that you would begin to impart your grace mm-hmm. to let things go, God, where we need to let things go, all of us, because we all need to let things go. We all have to rest things in your hands and release things to you. Yeah. And I just ask you, God, that today, right now, that your voice, the voice of love mm-hmm. and resounding triumph and joy, would be what manifests in our lives. And I just thank you for it. We bless you for it. Mm. We bless everybody as they go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yes, we want to say real quick.
Yes.
Find us on Instagram.
Yes.
My account is @mom_CENTS, MomSense. Mm-hmm. And there you'll just find money saving ideas, mom hacks, inspirational things, recipes, encouragement, scriptures, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And then, you can find, you can find this podcast also on Instagram. It's simply Honest Motherhood.
Yes.
And then you can find me on Instagram as well. It's Mama, M-O-M-M-A, dot Grace 247, because God gives us grace 24/7.
I love it.
And so, yeah, I just, I post whatever he tells me to. So sometimes it's about food, you know, learning cooking, or just encouragement for moms,
mm-hmm.
and really truths about who we are and who he made us to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find me on Facebook under Authentic Motherhood. My Instagram account also says Authentic Motherhood, but at mama.grace. And then I'm also on YouTube, so I do videos about different mom things, and it's just being real. I've got motherhood thoughts, I've got postpartum hacks and mom hacks, and let's be real and let's pray, and just all sorts of different things that God lays on my heart.
Yes.
So check us out. Be encouraged.
Yes. Share this with a friend. Not because it benefits us, but no, we just want everybody to be
free,
encouraged,
and loved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Connected.
And we want you to know you can do this.
Yes.
We believe in you, and most of all, God believes in you. He created you to do this.
Yes.
You can.
Yes, 100%. And have Pandora on, or Spotify, mm-hmm. and put on just worship.
Yeah.
Or something, you know, something like that. There's on the Roku channel, on like Roku, you can add so many different apps of like your favorite, whoever your favorite minister is. Add their app on your Roku TV or on your smart TV. Listen to them. Mm-hmm. On, if you have cable, and actually you can do this on a smart TV too, the Victory Network is amazing, 24-hour encouragement.
Yeah.
You can, it's on Dish Network and DirecTV, the Victory Network, and then they have a an app, like I said, as well. Just positive word, encouragement, goodness. Listen to it. Let it fill you up. Just let it play in your home. And again, we are not sponsored by anything.
No.
This is all just to give you encouragement and blessing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. A few that I like to follow and listen to are Todd White.
Yes.
He is, he's awesome. His mentor, Dan Moeller, M-O-H-L-E-R, I believe. I watch their sermons on YouTube. You can find pretty much anybody on there. Joseph Prince is also another really good one.
Yes.
Just super encouraging, but like truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's get some meat into our lives. And so it's just transforming and so getting encouraging. So
yes,
fill your atmosphere.
Yes.
With God.
Yes.
And it'll change.
Yes, amen. It will.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, it will.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, friends.
We love you.
We'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us. Have a blessed day.
Yes, awesome. Talk to you later.